Amidst all the commemorations taking place to mark the first anniversary of John Paul's death, this conference has focused on the specific issue of the relationship between the former Pope and the media. Though he never gave a single television interview, did he, an experienced actor, exploit the media, or did the media exploit him, focusing more on the man and less on his message of hope and love?
I would say that both. John Paul II used the media and the media used John Paul II.
Amongst those addressing the conference was Father Krzysztof Marcinski, who teaches media and communications at the Cardinal Stefan Wyszyński University in Warsaw.
Pope used media because he wanted to evangelize, so he used the tools that were available for the whole world. New York Times stated that he used the modern media in order to struggle with the modern problems of the world. So he was very interesting for the media. They were chasing him because he had a charisma, he had a faith. He was always pointing at Christ with his finger, but sometimes I know the nature of the media wanted to look at his finger because it was interesting. His face was interesting, his eyes. He had a beautiful face and it was very mediagenic face. So media had an interest in chasing him because he attracted people, he attracted viewers. There was a niche in the society that were hungering for spirituality. And he was a concrete place where people could see how spirituality works.
From the first moment he appeared on the balcony after his election and joked with the crowds in the square below, journalists could see this successor of St. Peter had new and imaginative ways of communicating the faith. None of them, however, could imagine just how much revolutionary change would take place in both the church and the media, and how many millions of people would watch his body being carried back into the basilica for the last time after his funeral a year ago. I'm Philippa Hitchin.